Lori Dugavito is the fine reporter for ABC 12 News in Flint. She's been there since November 2007. You probably recall the name as she was here in Lansing for some years doing fine work. You've been gone a long time, Lori. It doesn't seem that long.
It's been a while, yeah. almost 4.5 years, something
Holy
like that.
Cow. Well, let's talk about the Flint stabbings trial. The jury selection began for that. You know, take us back to the beginning and tell us about the story that you've been covering from its onset.
Sure. Well, he's alleged to have attacked a number of men in the Flint area in between, you know, starting late spring, almost exactly 2 years ago, and then right up until August, and then there was a couple of attacks in Virginia and Ohio as well. But in Genesee County, it's spring and summer 2010, and right around August 2nd was the last victim. And that's really when police started, you know, figuring out that there was something that they could possibly connect. And they did a press conference announcing the task force August 6th and August 11th. He had been arrested in Atlanta, Georgia, trying to board a flight to Israel. And now the process is back here. Obviously, he was charged. He was charged in 9 cases. And this is the first murder trial almost 2 years later in all those cases. Flint's final victim, the victim is 49-year-old Arnold Miner, found barely alive along South Saginaw in Flint, stabbed. And was able to provide some pretty good information, according to police. He told one of the officers, like literally lying there dying in the road, that the person who had stabbed him was white. And we now know Elias Boulazam is not Caucasian, but you know, he does appear to be paler colored skin. But yeah, that's kind of where they are. They didn't know if they could seat a jury in Genesee County because it received so much attention, and we just had another high-profile child abuse case last fall that they weren't able to seat a jury, and they had to move it to Port Huron, actually, and so they were hoping to avoid that. But the judge at the center of this really kept things moving, and they had special questionnaires that about 150 people, you know, filled out. The first day they came in for jury selection, they individually screened one by one in the courtroom through those questionnaires, and then they brought in more than 80 people yesterday to start what would be the typical jury selection process, and in about 2 hours they got it done. So everyone was pretty surprised about how fast that went yesterday.
Lori, do we know why Elias Boulazam stabbed all these people?
No, his defense attorneys haven't you know, really said much about the defense they're going to use, obviously, in court. We have not heard anything from him, and I don't even know that police have interviewed him past maybe when he was arrested in Atlanta, Georgia. But he was sent for forensic testing, as many people are in this process, you know, when they're facing charges like this, to see if they're competent to stand trial and if they can be held criminally responsible in light of these charges. And I believe he actually had an independent evaluation on top of that. And if I'm remembering correctly, because this was a while ago, I think that stuff was sealed. So I'm not sure we ever got a glimpse at what they actually gleaned from that. But, of course, that will come out at trial. And we asked his attorney, both of his defense attorneys are from the Lansing area, Brian Morley and Ed Zaney, and we asked them yesterday if he's going to be taking the stand. I mean, that's the obvious question, and one I think defense attorneys probably hate because, you know, they rarely take the stand, the defendants do, and they said they haven't got to that point yet. Obviously, they weren't going to tell us if that was the case, so we don't really know what to expect on his end. His family, you know, we haven't seen any family or talked to any of his family. I'm not sure they even live in the country. We know there was an uncle that he lived nearby. They searched Boulazam's home and his uncle's home was like 2 doors down or something. But he's been alone in court and he's been speaking Arabic to one of his attorneys for some of it. And, you know, we really don't know much about him past what the allegations are.
Lori DeGavito is with ABC 12 News in Flint. She's been following the Flint stabbing story. Lori, as we get closer to the end of this case and to a verdict, we'll call you back. Thanks so much for your time.
Sure. Thank you.